Welcome to For the Health of It, starring Dr. Jennifer Kretzinger, wellness chiropractor. She is joined by her co-host Jessica and producer Mike Clark. They will inspire you to eat, move, sleep, think, and live better.
Hello, everybody. Today we are talking about high blood pressure. Now, I tell you, we've seen thousands and thousands of patients over the years in our practice. And one question we ask on our intake forms is, what medications are you currently taking and for what condition? And I can tell you with absolute certainty, one of the most common medications that someone will write down is high blood pressure medication. And they'll start taking it maybe as early as their 20s or 30s and just plan to take it the rest of their life. There is a compelling research article that was published in the Journal of Human Hypertension that actually talks about how chiropractic can lower blood pressure. So that's what we're going to talk about today. What do you think of that, guys?
I think we have proof in our drug aquarium in the office. There's lots of empty bottles of blood pressure medicine in there to prove it.
There you go.
Yeah, that's actually very true. And I think a lot of people, if you ask them, if you could not take your blood pressure medication, would you do it? I mean, of course they're going to say yes. I mean, you look at the side effects.
Yeah, not good ones, that's for sure.
No. Okay, so here we go. Journal of Human Hypertension. This was published in 2007. It was actually a study done by a medical doctor by the name of George Bakris. He is the director of the University of Chicago Hypertension Center. So this is what he did. It was an 8-week study with 50 patients. None of the patients took blood pressure medication during the study. 25 of them received chiropractic adjustments of the C1 vertebrae, which is the top bone in the neck. The other 25 underwent a sham chiropractic adjustment, meaning they weren't being adjusted. And what was interesting was they actually took x-rays after the study time and found that the procedure on the patients who got the adjustment actually had a realignment in their atlas vertebrae, basically meaning the bone went into a more accurate position. Bakris says, "When the statistician brought me the data, I actually didn't believe it. It was way too good to be true." And the statistician said, "I don't believe it either." But we checked everything and there it was. Because what they found was that compared to the sham-treated patients, those who got the real procedure saw an average of 14 millimeters mercury pressure drop in systolic blood pressure. That's that top number in the blood pressure drop 14 points.
That's substantial.
Yeah, and an average of 8 for the diastolic or the bottom number.
Wow.
Isn't that cool?
That's amazing.
Now, it was specific to the C1 vertebra, so I want to talk about that because it's called Atlas, because you guys know the Greek mythology, the Greek god Atlas, that's the guy who holds up the world.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So they call this bone Atlas because it holds up the big heavy head.
Right.
And it's important neurologically in the spine because this is what controls right where the brain stem comes down off the brain and turns into the spinal cord. So we're talking really, really rich nerve innervation, including blood supply to the head. So when they're trying to determine how did this happen, basically the chiropractor who did the adjustment, and this is cool, he was at the Chicago Health Center. His name is Marshall Dickholz. He is an 84-year-old chiropractor.
Wow.
Yeah, he's the one who did the chiropractic in the study, and he calls the atlas vertebrae the fuse box to the body.
That's
Isn't
so
that cool?
True.
It,
so
yeah,
true.
It's totally true. And this is what else he said to WebMD, who reported on this. He said, "At the base of the brain are two centers that control all the muscles of the body. If you pinch the base of the brain, if the atlas gets locked in a position as little as half a millimeter out of line, it doesn't cause any pain, but it upsets these centers." So he talks about how actually we're not doctors, we're spinal engineers, he says, and I like this. He says, "We use mathematics, geometry, and physics to learn how to put everything back in place." And really, as chiropractors, that is what we do. I mean, we're...
I'm going to change your tag to SE, Jenny. Spinal engineer.
Spinal engineer.
Yeah, that's what you are.
Well, and you know, and here's the bigger thing is we're spinal engineers because we want to affect the nerve system. So when we get back from break, we're going to talk about this amazing nerve system and a little bit more about how adjustments actually can affect blood pressure.
You're listening to some raw talk about full potential living for the health of it. Your host is Dr. Jennifer Kretzinger, wellness chiropractor at Spinal Corrective Center in Amherst, New Hampshire. For more information about Dr. Jennifer or this podcast, check out spinalcorrectivecenter.com. If you would like to schedule a health checkup with Dr. Jennifer, call 603-673-5600 and mention this podcast to receive a special offer. That's 603-673-5600. To find a wellness chiropractor in your area, go to chiropractic.org/doctorfinder. Now, back to some raw talk about full potential living for the health of it.
And we're back. We are talking about a study that was done that showed patients who got adjusted, particularly their upper neck, a chiropractic adjustment, actually had a significant fall in blood pressure. You know what I really like is this study, actually, they start off by saying that this procedure has the effect of not one, but two blood pressure medications given in combination. This is what the group study leader, the medical doctor, said. And it seems to be adverse event free. We saw no side effects and no problems. So basically, he's saying these patients got the benefit of taking two blood pressure medications with no side effects.
That's awesome.
Isn't that cool?
There's a lot of blood side effects, isn't there, blood pressure medication?
There is. You know, and I think a lot of the people who take the blood pressure medication basically have the belief that they don't have a choice. It's genetic. They just have high blood pressure, and maybe they tried to change their diet. Maybe they didn't, and they just have to live with the medication. And, you know, it's easy just to decide to do that and say, well, this is the easiest thing to do. I don't have to change my life. But think about if it's being caused by a misalignment in the vertebrae. That not only affects blood pressure, but that nerve suppression or the nerve irritation could potentially be affecting a lot of processes in the body, not just blood pressure. You know, when we talk about the atlas vertebrae, that's the sympathetic nerve system. That's what the innervation comes out from that area. And your sympathetic nerve system, Mike, to put it really simply, it's all your senses. It's how you are able to take in the world. So think of sight, sound, taste, touch, and how you're able to respond to the world. It's also blood supply to the brain. It's immune function. It's metabolism. So when we look at, for example, the autistic spectrum, a lot of these kids have a hard time with sensory integration. There is very frequently a misalignment in the upper neck. And when these kids get adjusted, it doesn't necessarily make the autism go away. I'm not saying that that's always a direct correlation, although I have seen cases, but it helps calm the sympathetic nerve system. And these kids are able to connect. They can function. They can connect a little bit more. They're not having as much problems with sensory integration. So we're talking the same area neurologically as these blood pressure participants. So that atlas, when that's out of alignment, it's literally like a chokehold on the brainstem. Mm-hmm. And having that pressure released and allowing that nervous system to be replenished and to flow again is a huge advantage for health.
It makes sense.
Now, the guy who did this study, the chiropractor, the one that said about spinal engineers, he said that he thinks the misaligned atlas triggers a release of signals that make the arteries contract. So there actually is a mechanism that the blood supply is diminished. And that's part of why the blood pressure goes up. The medical doctor who did the study noted that some researchers have suggested that injury to the atlas vertebrae can affect blood flow in the arteries at the base of the skull. So no matter which is true, and maybe they're both true, it not only affects the blood system, it affects the nervous system, and your body cannot function as well. And what I love is that because this was such a successful trial, they're now organizing a much bigger clinical trial that should be out within the next year or so. And that's pretty impressive for our profession to be able to have that type of research, because when you think of chiropractic, you think of back pain and neck pain, and it's so misleading to consider chiropractic just for pain syndromes.
That's what I thought, and still, I always thought it was just a fix a sore back, you know?
And it's so much more than that.
I know that now.
So much more, and such a great option and tool to help creating health. And hundreds of families in our practice see that advantage and utilize chiropractic for wellness care. And that really is the best way to utilize chiropractic. So even if you've just decided to get your C1 evaluated to see if it's misaligned because you have high blood pressure, or you want to utilize chiropractic care for wellness care, getting a checkup by a chiropractor is such a great strategy to move forward and actually creating health.
Well, for people that still feel a bit apprehensive about chiropractors, you can learn more about chiropractic at drjennykretzinger.com. It's drjennykretzinger.com. You've written a lot of great health articles that I think people would find fascinating.
There are a lot of blogs. There's so many radio shows that we've done. And even our office website, which is Spinal Corrective Center, at spinalcorrectivecenter.com, links articles that have been published all around the world that people can read. It's amazing what's out there. If you decide to take the time to educate yourself on how to truly allow your body to function at its best, chiropractic is a foundational way to give yourself that advantage. So I really encourage our listeners to look into a chiropractic checkup and see how chiropractic can really enhance your life. Be well, everybody.
You've been listening to some raw talk about full potential living for the health of it. For more information, go to spinalcorrectivecenter.com or call Dr. Jennifer at 603-673-5600. That's spinalcorrectivecenter.com or call 603-673-5600.